I know that this was, you were contacted by an individual, said he represented Caribbean Vacations. How, you there, hon?
Yes, I can hear you very well.
Tell me, how much did this come to, the total amount of money that they got from you?
It was close to $100,000, and that was...
Is that all the money you have?
It is pretty much the money that I had saved up for my husband, his pension, the money that I had saved up.
Okay, tell me, who called you?
I had been called by a man who told me that I had won a six-month vacation package to go to a timeshare on a Caribbean island that was owned by the movie actor Johnny Depp.
Okay, did the man tell you what you had to do?
Yes, he said all I had to do was buy a plane ticket.
And you bought the ticket from this man to go to this timeshare?
Yes, he asked me for my credit card number, which I was going to give to the man to answer the phone at your radio show.
All right, now I don't want your credit card number. Don't give out any credit card numbers on our air, okay? So you tell me, you gave this man your credit number, your credit card number, to buy the plane ticket, correct?
That is right. And he told me that I would receive my plane ticket.
And your ticket never came?
No, it did not come. In addition, on Thursday, a moving van came to move my things, my furniture, my personal belongings, my television set, and so forth.
Now, what were they moving your things for?
He said they were going to transport these things to the timeshare on this timeshare resort.
On an island owned by Johnny Depp?
On Johnny Depp Island, right.
Okay, now I know this is happening to a lot of elderly people like yourself.
Well, a phone scam is happening to a great many. It cost me an enormous amount of money and time, and there is absolutely nothing the government's doing about it. I have called repeatedly on what the government is going to do, because this could happen to anybody.
How much do you think they got from your accounts with your furniture and everything? Is it about $100,000?
It came close to $100,000, and when I called up Social Security, they said that there is nothing they can do about it.
All right, Mavis, you told me something that I don't even want to consider, and I'm not going to let it happen to you, okay? You told me that for the first time since your husband died, you're having a hard time affording food because of this phone scam?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
You even told me that you may have to purchase something like cat food or dog food to eat, is that correct?
Yes, sir, that is correct, yes. The government has put me in this situation by allowing, the television and the media to show all the glamorous lifestyle of different movie stars. And so you want to be a part of that. And because the government allowed that, then I wanted to be a part of that, like any elderly people. All people, I think, want to be a part of that, you know.
Okay. So you see the lifestyle, say, of Johnny Depp or one of them. Now, you don't say Mr. Depp is involved in this, do you?
No, I don't.
I mean, but there's no information that Mr. Depp is involved. They probably were using his name.
Well, I don't know. I don't think that he would. All I know is the government made the movie star life attractive to me, as it has to a lot of elderly people, because we are very susceptible to that. Many of us are living our lives right now. We don't have family. We don't have friends. Most of us live alone, you don't. And so when they tell you you can go down and live in a timeshare with a movie star, this kind of thing, you want to go.
All right. When you heard that this was Johnny Depp's island in the Caribbean, you were curious about going there.
Yeah, because when my husband died, we often talked about traveling down to some of the islands there.
All right. And the phone scam has now robbed you of your money, your possessions, and even your ability to provide for yourself.
Yes, sir. And I want everyone to know that the government has allowed this to happen to me.
And all right. Now, what do you want the government to do?
I want reimbursement. I'm going to make people, I want people to face the shame of what the government has done to the elderly, what the American government has done. And that is why I said that I wanted to come on your program tonight and to demonstrate what so many elderly people are having to put up with. It's not anything I look forward to doing, but I've felt that as very important.
You're telling me, and you told Harry, that you're going to eat from a can of cat food.
That is right, yes, sir.
I don't want you to have to eat cat food. I'm going to give you, I want to give you some money.
You can give me money. I don't care. I'm not asking for money. I'm letting people know that the government, because they allow the Hollywood lifestyle to be promoted to America so that we all want to live like a movie star, has now forced me to eat, you know, food that I can't only afford. It's cat food or dog food.
Are you, I want to be, just come on. The only food you can afford is cat food, dog food?
I'm just saying that it has put me in such a bind, the phone scam that I was susceptible to on account of the Johnny Depp Island.
All right, I'm going to take a break here, and when we come back, I want to talk to you during our break. I really don't think you need to do that. I want to help you out financially, okay?
But this is more than that.
I know it's more than that. I know that what you're trying to do is illustrate the life that many elderly live, but you tell me that you are forced to this sort of...
Because, Mr. Henry, the government isn't helping out. When the man called up and said that I could go onto the Johnny Depp Island and he took my credit card number to get a plane ticket, I thought a plane ticket was going to show up. All it showed up was a moving van that took everything I had. And he said, we're going to deliver it down to the Caribbean where Johnny Depp is. And that's when I told him, all right, that sounds good to me. And that's the last I heard of anything. And that goes through my mind even to this day as I walk in.
I know this is very emotional for you.
Well, I think about my husband. He worked very hard for that money. And I thought about that as I... Boy, I really tried to walk by that pet food lane, I made a left turn, and I went down, and there it was, pet food. This is what's happening to the elderly.
All right, honey, can you hang on the line for me?
Yes, I'll hang on right now.
Okay, hold on. Tough story. Scammed by a guy who said that she was going to go to a timeshare in the Caribbean. I didn't give out our phone number because I wanted you to hear the story. Now you have. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Elderly people who are subjected to these phone scams often wind up the way Ms. Leonard has. A company that said that she would be a part of a timeshare on a Caribbean island owned by the actor Johnny Depp. She gave them a credit card number. They also carted away her furniture. And now she's out basically her nest egg, $100,000. 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Is it time, as Ms. Leonard says, for the government to step in and to stop allowing these television programs that glamorize the film star lifestyle, the television actor lifestyle that makes our elderly want to live like that, even on a fixed income? 1-800-449-8686, the Phil Henry Show. You have told me that many, and I know this for a fact, I know that there are a lot of elderly people who've been forced to eat food that, you know, they wouldn't ordinarily eat.
All right, that's the first. Mr. Henry, this is a protest on behalf of the elderly because of the government allowing us to be scammed. And that's why I opened up the can of cat food, because people don't understand that that's what we have been forced to do. And there are a number of agencies that could help us, but they don't. I tried to call AARP. They don't care. They said that it was my fault. I tried to call the Social Security Administration. They don't care. I tried to...
What are you doing? You opening up cans?
I'm opening up cans of cat food, yes, sir.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. You don't have to do that. I know that you're doing a protest.
Well, I'm doing this on behalf of a great many elderly people that are taken advantage of all the time.
All right, let me talk to, I have Dolores. Dolores, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show here with Mavis Leonard. Hi, Dolores.
Hi, dear. I'm an elderly person, and you don't have to open that for me, and I don't complain about my situation like this. You cannot blame somebody else for what you've done.
Have you ever seen the Johnny Depp show and these programs?
I've seen a lot of programs, but I'm not gullible enough to think that I can live like that. And for one thing, if you had enough, like $100,000, you could have lived well without going to an island.
It was a timeshare that they had offered me to be a part of.
Well, you should have been had investigated it before you invested anything like this.
Well, what's the government going to do about it, though? That's
the government does not have to be...
Yes, they do, because elderly. I'm elderly.
The government is not responsible for our mistakes.
How old are you?
I'm 65.
Well, you're not as old. I'm 78 years old.
Well, that's... Yeah.
Okay.
I would think you would know better.
And I have had a lot of women that I know, and a lot of men, too, have been taken advantage of. Now, you can hear the cans of cat food that I'm opening up.
Ma'am, that's...
And the reason why
I wouldn't even mention
that,
it. That's ridiculous what you're doing.
You obviously don't know a lot about what's going on in the world because there are a great many people
I taught for 25 years, dear. I know a lot, and
okay.
I still do volunteer work.
Do you know that there are elderly people that have to eat cat food?
I know a lot of elderly people that go to the food shelter like I do.
You go to the food shelter for what, huh?
I go food shelter, and they help me out, yes. I have a church which helps me when I need it.
Well,
yes.
You understand in 13 years what I'm talking about, okay?
Well, what this lady's saying is there's a food shelter and the churches. What do you do, Dolores? You go and get food there?
Absolutely. They don't even ask. All they ask for you is a sign, how many people like this, and tell me they don't even ask how much you make. They don't even ask how much you make.
But what Dolores, and you know, you are a lovely lady. I don't want you to think I'm fussing at you. But what Dolores is not telling you, Phil, when you do go to the church food give outs that they have, they will give you cat food.
No, they will
not. Yes, and
you
don't lie. You know that Jesus said...
I cannot believe you're saying that.
Jesus Christ said, don't you ever lie to me. And you're lying. Now,
are you telling me the churches are giving cat food to old people?
Phil, if you believe that, then you can believe that I'm worth a lot of money.
It better not be true, I'll tell you that.
Phil, Mr. Henry,
I
would never lie, Mr. Henry, because I'm a Christian, and I know of two ladies that went to a church.
And you're saying I'm not?
I'm not saying you're lying. I'm saying I know of two ladies went to a church give out, and they give out. I saw it.
If I had a cat, I'd take some cat food.
Well, sure you would, but you're not going to take it home and eat it for yourself.
Well,
and
of course not.
Dolores, I don't want you to be ashamed for what you eat, to keep yourself alive. If you eat cat food...
Well, I have recently known the pangs of hunger.
Yes,
like
I know,
this,
honey.
And I never thought I would. But I don't cry about it, and I don't worry about it,
right.
Because next day, all of a sudden, someone, a friend comes over and brings me food.
Dolores, hold on.
And it happens.
Dolores, hold on. Mavis?
Yes.
Could you stop opening up the cans of cat food?
I am making. This lady is laughing because she's a lovely, lovely girl.
No, I just
Dolores,
cannot
you
believe
are lovely.
That you believe this, honey.
Honey, look, you know as well as I do that the church give outs, they do that so they look good in the newspaper.
Oh, my Lord.
And they give out to the old people, Sheba 2-for-1, Calcan, what have you. And
if I find out that there's a church out there giving freaking cat food and dog food out to old people, I'll burn it down.
Oh, my God, Mr. Henry, that is... Oh, my God.
Well, I'm telling you right now, I don't believe it. I can't believe it. You sure
not.
This is a freaking bona fide church?
No,
I'll tell
no.
you right now that Dolores, because she's a lovely girl, doesn't want to admit to you that she probably, on occasion, busts into a can of Sheba, Friskies, or what have you.
Bill...
Would you quit with the cans?
If you believe this lady and
all
you're
right.
wasting your time on
all
the
right,
program,
ma'am.
I cannot believe it.
I'm telling you, the government needs to help me because I was scammed.
All right, Dolores, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Our elderly are certainly, you know, many of them who, you know, didn't provide for themselves. You're right, during their lives are certainly at the mercy... You have to stop opening up the cans now, Mavis.
What'd you say?
You have to stop opening up those cans. Are certainly at the mercy of a scam artist. We know that phone scams exist, but when the old folks go to get something to eat and there's a church giving out cat food?
I'm telling you right now that I have been to churches, they give you cat food. And why do they do that? Because the government has encouraged the elderly to invest in timeshare, a movie star style timeshares. Because all the old folks want to live like a movie star, and I gave my credit card number to that man, and now I have no money at all.
What about what that lady said that you should have been smarter?
I don't know of anything I did that was... The man said that if I give the credit card, he would give me the plane ticket.
But there are arguments against that, you know.
Well, I don't know. The last time I checked, you can buy a plane ticket on the phone. Woo!
I know you can buy... I know you can buy a plane ticket on the phone.
Well, I thought that was a very stupid comment.
Let's go to Kathy. Kathy, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil. Hi, Mavis.
Hi.
I'm calling you from the farthest northwest corner of California in a small town, in a small community.
Yes.
And I'm a senior. I don't have the opportunity of watching Johnny Depp because I can't afford cable TV, and that's all we have.
God bless you, darling.
So I don't have that kind of money. I'm on SSI.
Yeah.
And what I do know is even though the government has cut me short in different ways, I can't blame the government.
Oh, you have to make Uncle Sam accountable.
No, Uncle Sam doesn't make us watch Johnny Depp. Uncle Sam doesn't tell us to live the Hollywood lifestyle.
That's right.
Uncle Sam does not have to bail us out from situations we get ourselves in.
The government does not inhibit the Johnny Depp show. And if they would stop showing that show, I would not have invested into the Johnny Depp Island Getaway.
Mavis?
Yes.
The government has no control over who's showing that show. I think
your anger
is better suited going to the television station.
Well, the FCC can't pull a license just because they got... And let's be clear, Johnny Depp didn't scam you. Somebody used his name.
Well, but, you know, Kathy, every time you and I open up a can of cat food, every time we can't pay a cable bill, Johnny Depp is laughing. Oh, man, he's laughing.
Sure, because Johnny Depp's got a lot of money, and we don't.
Well, wait a minute. I don't think it's fair to say Johnny Depp's laughing. Johnny Depp, his name's being used here. Let's be clear, ladies. You know,
it's not Johnny Depp.
It's not him.
Well, I just think that Johnny Depp, you know, every time Kathy and I have to stick our beak into a can of Sheba, Johnny Depp is peeing himself.
Give me this.
Yes, dear.
I have never had to dip my tongue in a can of Sheba because I know the system. Because I've had to live by the system.
Yes.
And I know that through your social services department, they will tell you about the government commodities program. And that's how they can help you out. That's not cat food. That's some of the best food I've ever had in this world.
God bless you, darling.
And there
you
are two different sources for you each month. Every month, you get two big boxes of food. And sometimes
God
more because the local markets will toss in bread and produce and things like that.
Well, God bless. You know, I have a very dear friend, and I will tell you that I was shocked. I walked to her kitchen, and she was had a napkin in her blouse. She had a can of kibbles and bits.
But she didn't ask you, Mavis.
Yeah. I said, good
and
God.
And neither do you.
She was called not too long ago by an individual identified himself as representing a vacation timeshare in the Caribbean, and he dropped the name Johnny Depp and said that she could buy a portion of this timeshare. She agreed to go down and take a look at it. She gave a credit card number over the phone. This company showed up a few days later and moved all of her furniture out of her house. And Ms. Leonard is now out close to $100,000. Being on a fixed income, most of her nest egg is gone. And you have not asked for any money for yourself tonight, Ms. Leonard. You are on the air saying that you are in protest of the way the government has allowed this to happen, eating cat food tonight, because you say a lot. And I can hear the can opener going there.
That is correct. Mr. Henry, I want to tell you, first...
But even though, so I can say, you, the government you are blaming for not interceding by promoting television shows that have, you know, Johnny Depp's face on them and the glamorous lifestyle, old people want to live like movie stars, so they allow themselves to get scammed. But for you to say that Johnny Depp, as you said last hour, basically puts a bag of kibbles and bits into the hands of every elderly people in this country, I think it's very unfair.
Well, I don't mean to...
Johnny Depp's got nothing to do with it. His name's being used.
You're right. Mr. Henry, my husband worked for 39 years for the railroad. He worked for Santa Fe Union Pacific. And he had a very good pension. And we tried to save our money. And then along come these people who told me all about Johnny Depp. I gave them a credit card number because I'm a Christian and I trust them. And then I let them take my furniture. And today I stand here before you and I say, yeah, I was not very smart, but the government has not helped me at all. And that's why I'm eating cat food, and I will continue to eat cat food until the government does it.
And you're eating the cat food as a way of saying this is what the elderly have to eat who are on fixed incomes.
That is right. And all of that nonsense about going to the local church and getting food, and that one lady called up and said she goes to a local food bank, all they give to the elderly people, they will see you coming. They'll say, here come the old people. Pull out that case of Calcan. Let's go.
So that you're telling me, that here you go again with this, they're purposefully giving you guys dog food.
Yes, they do, when they see old people coming.
They pull out the dog food.
Yes, they have manhandler soup, Denison's chili, all kinds of good food. But when they see old people, they move the Denison's chili to the back and push out the Killing Bit and the Sheba 2-for-1. And I know that because two of my girlfriends had gone through that. They claim it's some kind of stew.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Go to Lucky. Hi, Lucky.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I will tell you that here in Texas, I run 5 food banks and a Meals on Wheels program for 530 people a day. No government agency is ever going to allow you to have cat food or dog food.
You don't serve dog food or cat food on the meal or wheel?
Absolutely not. We have a nutritionist that we have nutritional guidelines set by the government, and every meal has to meet certain nutritional requirements, and it just doesn't happen. Now, there are people that eat cat food and dog food, but unfortunately, it's because they're not plugged into a true governmental system that will help them properly.
Now, Meals on Wheels is a government thing, right?
Yes, it is, but it's not necessarily federal. But one we have
move
is local.
Cans over to the back.
Are you still opening up cans at Sheba? You got a man on the line here who is saying that if you access the right government agency, you don't have to do that.
And what about all the other elderly people that don't know about Meal on Wheel? See, that's what I'm saying. Plus, Johnny Depp.
Get off of Johnny Depp. He didn't do it to you.
Hey, Lucky.
Hello.
How'd you get that name? I like that name, Lucky.
Well, if you met my wife, you'd know.
She got lucky or you did?
I did.
I'll bet you did.
Okay. Anyway, Lucky, thank you very much.
You know, you can talk all the mess you want to talk. I tell you what, I'm still opening up cans.
Let me go over to Kimberly. Kimberly? Kimberly?
Yes.
Hi.
Yes.
Hi. Go ahead.
Hi. Well, I agree with the pastor. There ain't no government places that would give you cat food or anything else, ma'am.
You're a very young girl.
Yes,
though.
I'm very young, and I have respect for my elders as well.
Thank you, darling.
And, you know, I understand your situation, and I'm sorry that they did that to you, but... Honey, there's no reason for you to be opening cans of cat food.
No, I'm doing that on account of all the elderly people that'll flip on the TV at night, and there's Johnny Depp laughing like he thinks it's funny that I got to eat kibbles and bits.
Well, see, I don't think that he's laughing because he's rich, because that was the type of lifestyle that he was given.
Right.
Okay.
And
I'm young. And I have 2 kids, and I'm married, and we struggle every day. and we're not elderly, and nobody took us for our money. We just worked hard. And I would never go to a food bank where they would give me...
Well, you are young and strong, darling. You can go out and work at the nail salon, or I don't know what you do. Do you work down at the hair? Do you sweep up hair?
What do you mean, does she sweep up hair?
Well, I don't know what she does.
Well, I work, you know, because I have to.
Yeah. Now,
will you stop with the cans? I can hear that can opener.
Well, it may be funny, but, you know, when you come home at night and you are looking forward, you're thinking to yourself, tonight's Alpo night. Do you know how sad that is? Jesus. Kimberly?
Yes, ma'am.
You are a sweet girl. You know that?
Yes, ma'am.
How old are you, darling?
I am 26 years old.
You sound so beautiful. I'm sure you got beautiful children.
Yes, I do.
And when you put your babies tonight and you kiss them goodnight, do they have cat food on their breath?
No, they don't have cat food on their breath. They have food, meals. I can't give no more opinion because I cannot stand the cat food in my ear. I'm very sorry that
yeah,
it
you
happened.
Got a can. You, excuse me. Excuse the pun, Kimberly, but you've got to can it with that can opener.
Yeah.
Well, funny. Isn't he a funny man? That's why they hire you, because he's so funny. Can it with the can opener. Meanwhile, I got to sit on the floor and eat out of a bag of kibbles and bits. Okay, fine. Great.
Kimberly, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Where are you calling from, by the way?
Topeka, Kansas.
Well, it's cool talking to you tonight.
Thank you.
Yeah. What about me?
Yeah, it's
very good talking to you.
Kimberly, it's nice to meet you, darling. You kiss
nice
those children
you.
Goodnight every night.
You pray to the Lord
that those children are protected. And you make sure your husband has a good breakfast.
All right, fine.
Oh,
thank you very much, Kimberly.
Thank you.
I'm almost done with can six.
Get out of here. Freaking cans of cat food. Make sure your husband has a good breakfast in the morning. Hey, feed him a can of Calpo. Alpo. Calpo?
Call me nuts.
All right. Mavis Leonard on phone scams. Johnny Depp is laughing while she's eating kibbles and bits. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. To get the government to do something about phone scammers, she was taken for $100,000 in a phone scam very recently where somebody dropped the name of Johnny Depp in a vacation resort. Is this the same Dolores? We had two Doloreses tonight. You know that, Harry? We had another Dolores tonight. You there, Mavis?
I'm right here, Mr. Henry. I'm very hurt by some of the comments people are making, but I'm also very, very happy that people are calling and educating themselves as to the cat food.
Yeah, but they're also telling you that you don't have to eat cat food.
You know, Phil, the sad, sad part of all this is that the elderly get so used to being phone scammed and having their money stolen, and so used to having to eat cat food, that you get to like it, and you get to prefer it over other food, to the point where man take you out for a big, thick New York steak or porterhouse steak on the bone with garlic mashed potatoes and blanched vegetables and butter sauce and a Cabernet Sauvignon, and you just as soon sit back at home.
I know you're very emotional about this.
My husband and I used to love to go out for a steak, and now I just...
All right. Are you okay?
Yes. I'm fine, Phil. I know God will provide.
All right. Maureen, go ahead. Maureen?
Yes?
Yes, go ahead. You're on the air. You're on our show here.
Yeah, Mavis, good morning. I live down in Georgia, in Ringgold, Georgia.
Yeah, whereabouts you live, darling? I'm from South Carolina originally.
I'm in Ringgold, Georgia, and I feel very bad for you that you have to do this, but like that lady told you, and I mean, I'm not trying to put you down, but there are churches down here that even me, at 53 years old, going on 54 this Saturday,
yeah,
that is on a pension and had to go back to work at a major retail store to pay bills.
Where are you working at? How are you working at Kmart or one of them?
It begins with a W. I don't think you can say it on the air, but anyway.
Can you speak up a little bit for us, Maureen? Maureen, can you speak up because you're a little faint?
Okay. I can't.
You're at Walmart, right?
Just never let the lady finish what she's saying.
And, I mean, I told Phil before I got on with you that in the 80s, when I lived in New York, I moved down here 4 years ago, I had an older lady in the supermarket buying 40 cans of cat food. And I said, ma'am, why are you buying all this? You must have
She might have been having a party.
I said to her, she said, I have to go home and eat this because I have no money to buy real food. I said, let's go shopping. And I took money out of my pocket.
A party.
Said, you're going to go home and eat decent food tonight. I feel for you that you were scammed. Like they said, you can't blame Johnny Depp. You're using him. They're scamming him by using his name. He should go after people like that. But you do not have to do that. You can go to churches. They do that down here in Georgia. People feel for people down here.
Can I ask you a question?
Your neighbor will come over and help you.
That's wonderful. Now, but you see, when they see a young lady like you coming, they push out the how do you handle a hungry man in a man-eater suit. They see me coming, out comes the Sheba. You see what I'm saying?
I can't think that they're that. I mean, if they are, like,
no,
I help them burn that church.
Not the church. No. We're not going to do that.
They do it to save the money.
No, they're not going to go. They see an old person coming, they shove the Sheba out front?
Yeah, on a display. See, Maureen is a young lady with life, and she's got a whole future ahead of her. I got nothing ahead of me but sitting on the floor looking at lifestyles of rich and famous because they took my furniture.
Well, I tell you, it's a dream that none of us will ever see, being the rich and famous. Not
and digging into a boiled can of Sheba is not my idea of a Saturday night, you know.
You don't have to do that, Mavis. You can go to places. You can. And people will help. I can't believe you're opening cans. I'm hearing that can opener. I'm
no, it's not a can opener, honey. I'm stir-frying right now.
Oh, all right.
Stir-frying what, Sheba?
Oh, God.
If you must know, yes.
If I must know, you've been bugging me with the information on if I must know. Like I got to pull it out of you.
If you want to intrude on my private feelings.
You've been telling me every brand of cat food since 9 o'clock.
Do you think he should yell at me, Maureen?
No.
He is yelling at me.
You've told me since 9 o'clock. Kibbles and Bits, Friskies, Sheba, Calcan, Alpo, every brand of cat food.
No, she left one out. Special Kitty. She left that one out. Special
Are you
Kitty.
Making fun? You're making fun of me because I'm black, aren't you?
Funny. I'm just saying.
You're making fun of me because I'm black.
Because being a white woman,
you get to walk in and say, "Yeah, I'm white. So where's my cat food?"
No.
All right. Okay. We got a break. All right. Look at. Whatever it is you're doing.
I said I'm stir-frying a little kibbles and bits with water. Trying to get a little moisture into this. Look at that, huh? Then you add a little onion, a little red onion, and my red pepper. There you go. Now you saute this for about 45 minutes.
Get out of here. Check it out.
Check it out, the jambalaya Mexican means.
Yeah. 1-800-449-8686.
Might want to have your mic down next time.
Sorry. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.